This is Mile High.
Do I want to tell the story or do I want to show the message?
You've got a lot of work to do between Mile High.
The time has come where we can know.
We have a responsibility, an ethical and moral responsibility.
We have to do it better in order to move people along.
Up, down, inside out.
If you get your mind right,
it is not. It is a receiver of thought.
Because love is my first technique.
It's now time for the show.
Welcome to the Mile High Podcast. I am your host, Dr. Daniel Knowles, and I am grateful for you to be joining us. Remember, if you enjoy these podcasts, to please subscribe to them on iTunes. You can find us on iTunes, Stitcher, Facebook, YouTube, and we are being downloaded around the world, over 35 countries. And so, join us each week for a new inspiring interview with someone in the chiropractic world, and also mark your calendar for Mile High 2017, August 17th to 20th. That'll be the fifth edition of Mile High, maybe Mile High 5.0. And I am grateful to have our guest here. He is the genius behind IFCO TV. He is a Sherman College graduate. I just recently spent a weekend with him doing IFCO TV up in the great state of New Jersey and at a TLC program. And he travels doing all kinds of interviews and programs for IFCO. And this is our chance to get to interview the great Frankie Hahn.
Hey, thanks for having me on, Danny. I really, really appreciate it. And it's nice to be on this side of the interview turnstile.
Yes, I would imagine would be a switch of seats for you. And I want people to get to know you right off the bat, and then we'll talk some of your experiences with doing IFCO TV. So first of all, how'd you find your way into the world of chiropractic, Sherman College, and then getting out to practice in New Jersey?
That's a great story. First, I'll give two main points. The very, very first one is I got introduced to chiropractic through a chiropractor, Sherman alum, Dr. Robert Berkowitz. Big Sherman supporter. He was a former board member, very generous with his time and talents. So I went to his office one day along with my cousin, and he explained chiropractic to both of us, and he asked if we could do this. And I said, explain chiropractic just like you're doing to us, to other people? I said, yeah, that was very, very simple. For me, it just clicked. It made perfect sense. These particular classes throughout undergrad, then you can matriculate off to chiropractic college, and you can become a chiropractor just like us. Okay, great. So we chose a couple of chiropractic colleges to travel to see where we wanted to go off to school, Sherman being one of them. But before we got to Sherman, we went to Palmer. So we drove out to Palmer. We made a big road trip. And while we were checking out the school, we ran into one of the Delt brothers. It's a straight fraternity on the campus. And he discovered that we were potential students and wanted to see if we wanted to come to one of his events that they were having on there at their Delt house. It was a little bit off campus. So we took the offer and said, yeah, absolutely. That evening, we made it over to the Delt house. He said, okay, you guys sit right over here. On the couch, and he sat me right next to some old gentleman. I didn't know who the heck he was, but he started talking about chiropractic. And throughout the night, he was very, very passionate about chiropractic. And I was sitting literally shoulder to shoulder, so I was almost like hypnotized by what he was saying. And so by the end of the night, I was pumped up. My cousin was pumped up, and we left the event. And Dr. Berkowitz told me if I ran into anything unusual to call him right away, no matter what time of the night it was, and he'll answer the questions. So I gave him a call. It must have been 11 or 12 o'clock at night. It might have been later than that. And I said, I was sitting next to this old gentleman who was very on fire about chiropractic. And I said, you know, he told me at the end of the talk, you can get all of this at Sherman College. And I said, well, why didn't you say Palmer? Because we're on Palmer's campus just about. And he explained the reasons why. He said, sometimes you have to pull like chiropractic out of the classes. And sometimes you have to just say, okay, that's chiropractic and that's not. But at Sherman College, you get just pure unadulterated chiropractic. So I said, okay, that makes sense. Dr. Berkowitz asked me what the gentleman's name was. And I said, oh, some old guy named Reggie Gold. And so Dr. Berkowitz almost like flipped out. He said, "You met Reggie Gold?" He's like, "You did you tell him who I was?" I said, "No, I have no idea who he was at the moment." And so he explained to me who Reggie Gold was. And I was like, "Oh, I was sitting next to some big shot chiropractic." But that was my very first introduction to chiropractic through Reggie Gold in that way.
Wow, that's amazing. That's absolutely amazing. What a journey. I'll tell you, I had some chiropractic exposure before visiting Sherman, but the first person I heard speak at Sherman when I went on campus was Reggie Gold. And it was a very transformational experience listening to him as well. So I get that in common.
We made it out to Sherman College for their Lyceum. And of course, Reggie was there. He was a staple on the campus. And there was a whole bunch of powerhouse chiropractors on the campus. And I knew that was a right choice for me to go to that school, just from going to the Lyceum and hearing those people talk.
Wow, amazing.
The last thing that certified me to say, okay, I am going to become a chiropractor, while I was in New Jersey, still throughout undergrad, throughout the years of undergrad, I traveled around to all the different chiropractic offices that Dr. Berkowitz recommended. And then he suggested I go to this thing called a triune. Now, FSCO used to put on triunes, one in South Carolina and one up here in the Northeast, usually Philadelphia or New Jersey. And while I was sitting there listening to all the great speakers, they were all chiropractors, they asked me to speak. And I said, "What the heck am I going to talk about? I'm not even a chiropractor. I'm not even a chiropractic student yet enrolled." And they said, "Well, you've been with us around us for a few years now. Talk about how you got here. And we're going to give you, you know, like 10 or 15 minutes. I was like, okay. So, you know, I'm up here very, very nervous. That's my first time really public speaking. So I get up to the platform, and in the very front row, you have Reggie Gold, Irene Gold, Tom Gilardi, David Koch, all the big shots. And I'm like, okay, if I blow this, I'm not even, I didn't even get, selected to come to Sherman College yet. You know, I was still in the application process.
Right.
So that was very nerve-wracking for me. And here's what I remember. I remember saying, "Hello, I'm Frank Hahn." I don't remember anything after that, except there's another Jersey chiropractor coming through the ranks. And that was 15 minutes of time. So it was hilarious. And so I left there, and everybody, you know, like clapped and cheered, and they all gave me high fives. And they said, "You did outstanding. You did great. Very, very good." But I still, to today, I don't remember anything that I said. Not one word.
Well, that's very funny. So let's talk a little bit of IFCO TV. You've done this for a while. Are there any big statistics or things like that you can share? In other words, like how many shows there have been, or how many years, or largest broadcast, or any kind of information like that that would be enlightening for people?
Absolutely. You know, I think what might be interesting for the audience also is, why don't we start at the beginning, because that's a very interesting story about how IFCO TV came about.
Sure.
About 4 years ago, we were at a board meeting, an IFCO board meeting down in Naples, Florida at Shane Walker's compound. If you've never been there, one of the most beautiful homes that I've ever seen. So that's where we held the board meeting. We were going to hold it at a hotel, but his place is nicer, so that's where we went. Yeah. And throughout the meeting, we work on a few different things. We work on statistics, old business, and new business. So when it came time for the new business to come about, we broke into groups. And because there's so much details that we have to get accomplished, we separate into groups, and everybody kind of works on something. So our group that I was confined to, it was Liam Schubel and Bryn Gillow. So it was a three-person group that we broke into, and so we had to strategize. Here's the challenge that they gave to us. They said, what we want to do is reach our members in a different way other than what we're reaching them now with, which is snail mail, email, newsletters, and flyers. They said, we don't want that. We want to come up with a new way to reach our members. And that's what your task is. We're like, okay, that's easy. But really it was not. So we're chit-chatting and we're brainstorming for about maybe 15 or 20 minutes. And everybody's giving their ideas. And now I said, okay, guys, I have an idea that's kind of far out there, but hear me out. So I said, why don't we create some type of a TV program that's broadcasted through the internet and can reach people around the world, and we'll have guests come on the show and we'll have conversations with them, and people at home can interact with us through like a chat box or some type of social platform. And I heard crickets. I had the deer in the headlights look like grin, and Liam were, what the heck are you talking about? We have no idea what the heck you just said, but it sounds interesting. So I kind of re-explained it again, and they said, all right, Frank, are you nuts? This is a nonprofit organization. We can't have a studio. We can't have TV time. All these cost so much money. And I said, well, there's technology out there now. And remember, this is 4 or 5 years ago, Danny. So right. So some of these things that we have today, we didn't have back then.
Right.
And I said, there's still technology right now that we can communicate with the world. And it's low cost and probably will be very, very effective. And they said, do you think that you could accomplish this? And I said, I can give it a try. Right. And so that was very, very confidence inspiring. But so we brought that to the board, and the board, being the visionaries that they are, they said, you know, Frank, run with it. Try to make it happen. We'll give you a couple of months and see if there's a want and a need for it. And I said, okay, so let's set up a target where we're going to go to. So we chose New Beginnings. New Beginnings is in an awesome seminar up here in New Jersey that happens a couple times a year. And we said to the crew at New Beginnings, listen, here's what we're going to try to do. We're going to have a broadcast live from your event. We're going to promote New Beginnings. We're going to promote IFCL. We're going to promote chiropractic, and it's going to reach the world. And we're going to have conversations with you and the board members about chiropractic, and people are going to be watching the show. Although nobody was going to be watching the show. We had no viewers, zero viewers at the time. Right. So it was sort of like we had to say, please come on the show, and nobody's going to be watching, but we'll still have conversations. And so that was sort of what we had to sell to New Beginnings, that concept.
Right.
Jim Fell and the board, once again, visionaries there too, and they said, it sounds great. Hold on 1 second. Liam Schubel's tagging in on me here.
Oh, boy.
Okay, I knew he was going to get involved.
Silence him.
Yes. So now Jim Duell says, okay, I'm not – totally understand what you're saying, but it sounds great. Go ahead, do it. So that was the very first day that we had IFCO TV launch at New Beginnings. You were the very first guest on the show too. So we're going to always have
that. No one can take that away from me.
Nobody can. And we're Mile High and IFCO TV are going to be bonded together for eternity that way. I think you didn't even have the website totally finished by the time
Mile High website yet. There was a date and a hotel, and that was it.
Yeah, you said, I'm finishing it up today, but you were already on the show, and like, it's going to be on today. Make sure you log on and you visit Mile High. So that was pretty awesome. I'm glad we got – I think it was sort of like meant to happen.
Yeah.
Together at the same time. So that was sort of how it began. And a couple features that were on IFCO TV, in case viewers are watching maybe for the first time who haven't heard or been on IFCO TV, there's a chat box on there that people can chat, ask questions. So like you and I are interacting right now, Danny,
right.
They can interact the same way with our guest, and we can answer in real time.
Right.
So that's the uniqueness about IFCO TV at the time. There's more advances that happened since then, but that's what happened back then.
And now let me ask you this.
Yeah.
So humble beginning. Now, mm-hmm. What are some of your achievements? Like how many shows, the largest viewership you ever had or anything like that?
Definitely we'll share that too. Before we get to that, let me add one more point that just popped into my head. As we were going through the season, here's what happened that we didn't think of at time before. You know, we were visionaries in creating the concept, but I was getting feedback, and I always try to get feedback from the people who watch. So We had people from different countries watching South America, Europe, Australia, all around the world. And the chiropractors were coming back to me saying, Doc, thank you so much for creating this. I feel alone and isolated. Many of them were saying because they could get to events like New Beginnings or Lyceum or in the future Mile High. And some of the seminars back then outside the country weren't as good as they were here.
Right.
So we were bringing chiropractic to those folks, even if it was just for the day, and we were cutting down that distance barrier. So right. We were breaking barriers down. The second thing that happened, the students started contacting me, and they were saying, thank you so much for creating this show because I use it while I'm studying. I can't make it to the events because we're students. And when you're a student, you're broke, or many of them are. So they can't make it out to those great seminars. So they also feel like they're getting chiropractic in their lives just a little bit more, even if it's just for a taste for the day. So we're cutting down that financial barrier for people too. So we broke two barriers, the distance barrier and the financial barrier. We didn't think of that ahead of time, but that's how it was taken. So that's pretty awesome.
That is pretty awesome.
Yeah, so bringing it up to now, we've seen tremendous growth. So from the very first initial onset, when you were on, we had zero viewers. But as we started promoting it a little bit more and getting this out there, people started logging on. And then next time we did an event, more people logged on. And each time it grew and grew and grew. So this year up in Massachusetts, Scott Garber has a huge event, the Berkshire's Philosophy event, which is another great event to visit out here on the Northeast. We went from zero viewers, over 13,000 viewers were watching the show.
Wow.
So 13,000 viewers. We did that one in a little bit of a different way. We did what's called a live stream. So we gave people a taste of the event, actual speakers that you would see if you went to the event. And so we're always trying to originate and innovate and do things with IFBO TV. Yeah, so 13,000 plus viewers were watching the show all at the same time, all around the country. And here's what was very, very cool that we also didn't expect, Danny. School chiropractic colleges from around the country and around the world, they canceled classes for the day and got the student body in one big room and had the smart TVs and were watching the event. So all of them were watching it together.
What schools do that?
Mexico, Univet. There was Barcelona Chiropractic College, New Zealand Chiropractic College, and so now New Zealand, they were watching it at, you know, it was, you know, midnight or whatever time it was. It was total opposite hours that we were watching it, and a few other schools they were doing it too. Yeah, Sherman College had a section too, so that was pretty cool. And they were sending us pictures as we go throughout the day of all the students watching the show from the smart TVs in their classrooms.
That's amazing.
So very, very exciting.
And it's also exciting because, you know, mm-hmm. one of the things that I like to remind people about chiropractic is, you know, we want to get the message of chiropractic to the public, to the
right.
world. And today, to chiropractors, because there's less and less chiropractic that people get in their education, unfortunately, and that's not new. That's been going on for three decades, slowly declining, right? So to give good content to chiropractors and chiropractic students around the world is of incredible value for their learning. Now, the thing is, if you think back, Palmer, right, he had to help the school mm-hmm. you know, thrive and actually recover from some things, he discovered using radio as a
Absolutely.
Way to get a message out. This
yep.
is
H-O.
Using the, and that was a visionary thing, this is using the technology of today to get a message out. And I would imagine this has benefited the IFCO greatly in terms of its people's awareness of it.
Absolutely, tremendous. I think IFCO might be more aware, people might be more aware of IFCO TV now than ever in the history of IFCO. Most likely because of the exposure that we're getting through IFCO, IFCO TV. And now I'll just tell you, these leaders in IFCO are some of the smartest docs on the face of the planet, smartest people on the face of the planet, in the ways that, that they kind of bring the message out there. And Peter Kevorkian says it the best. Everybody is like a piece of a puzzle, and we all have our little place. You, Danny, with a Mile High and the visionary that, that you are creating Mile High, Sherman Connect, being on the board, the state board level. So everybody's doing their part. And what you're doing for chiropractic right now, as on the other side of this screen, whoever's watching this podcast, you're another piece of that puzzle. And whether you feel it's something small or something major, you are a piece of the puzzle. And that is tremendous. You should always try to keep on doing it, though.
Absolutely. And so now thinking about that, you've done lots of interviews. I would imagine it's been hundreds of interviews at this point. And then you have lots of editing. And you, and you don't get paid for this. You do this out of love for chiropractic and for service of chiropractic and of your time, talent, and energy. And I'm sure you've also experienced your own personal growth because you had to grow as an interviewer and grow in technology. Now, with that, I don't want to ask you, like, who's your favorite person you interviewed, because I want to say that, but was there a favorite interview moment or something that, like, you remember, like, that was really cool?
Let me
a favorite couple.
I never really thought about that question. You know, Danny, there was never anybody who kind of put this together. So you're the first one to kind of get this recorded. People always ask me questions, but no one has recorded it. So once again, visionary right there. Yes. Let's see. One of the best conversations I've had, you know, there's been so many over the years, it's hard to narrow it down. I think the people who stick out are the ones who make me laugh. The ones who just kind of inspire me. So I'll stick with those ones. Like the Peter Kevorkians, actually Danny Constable for some reason rings a bell. He's a chiropractor out in Germany.
Right.
And so he stands out. He gives a good message. Let's see. And I have to say, some of the episodes, early on episodes with Liam Schubel before he was a co-host and he was a guest on the show, outrageous. So we might have to replay and rerun some of those. Dr. Cordero always gives an inspirational message. So those are some of the ones that I think are my favorite.
Yeah. Okay. You didn't mention cannolis.
Oh, the cannolis. Oh,
that,
my goodness.
That was a favorite moment.
Yeah, that had to be one of the best, most watched episodes. Other than your dad, Donnie Epstein, I don't know how he does it, but he is the top guy on the totem pole in views watched. If you look at all the YouTube videos, he's the top guy on the pole.
Well, he's legendary. I mean, he's
thousands of people watch it. Yeah.
Right.
But that was a great episode. The cannoli episode is probably go down in history as one of the greatest.
You know, we'll have to put in the blog notes a link to a few of these so people can go to them from the blog post.
You know, there's a few more things that happened along the path that I think might be interesting too.
Go for it.
So viewership, I think the people who watch the show, we are talking it's quality, and that's why we have people watching, so many people watching, and that's what we want to put, quality content out there. Because if it was terrible or awful, or here's something even worse, there is a famous entrepreneur from New Jersey here who has some interesting quotes, who's not named Liam Schubel. I tried to throw that teaser in there. Liam asked me to share his name as much as possible, but not named Liam Schubel. There's an entrepreneur named Gary Vaynerchuk.
And I'm not sure
you've heard it. Okay, so if you haven't heard him, look up on YouTube or any of the social platforms, you can find him. But here's what he says. One of his quotes is, marketing ruins everything. So marketers ruin everything. And what he means by this is, when you start in marketing in where the people are, it starts to ruin it. And so that's why so many people, actually the younger generation, are leaving Facebook in the droves. They're moving towards sites like Instagram and Pinterest and Snapchat, because they're still the what's considered cool now. Facebook is was starting to become on cool for a bit, for a moment, they're still going to stick around. They're going to be here for another 7 or 10 years. But because so many people started marketing, then that's why people are leaving Facebook. So what we tried to do at IFCO TV is I try to keep a very strong hold on this is try not to let the marketers in as much. And you probably deal with this, Danny, too, with Mile High.
Yeah.
So many people have contacted myself and IFCO to try to market on IFCO TV. They want to be, okay, subscribe, or they want to be the sponsor. And you'd be surprised how much money was thrown our way. It's shocking. They would say, okay, we'll spend thousands to be a sponsor. And we turn them away because we don't want it to become full of commercial ads.
Right.
And you probably dealt with this with Mile High, I assume.
Yeah, you have to be very conscious of that.
Yeah, and you actually talked about this at an event that in the past where you were speaking and saying, you know, who are you supporting? You know,
right.
Are you supporting, you know, the wrong side, or are you supporting the right side? And so I always keep that in the back of my mind.
Follow
okay,
the trail.
Yeah. Who does this group or organization represent, and would they be a sponsor on our show? Most of the time it's no. So we want to be very careful as who we let into our lives.
Right.
So that was the sponsorship choices, and we had to make a decision. So now what happens is, because it's gotten so big, organizations, good organizations too, are contacting us and saying, we want you here. How can we make it here? How can we get you here? You know, TLC was an organization, and that's a really good organization too. So they were, just this past weekend, asked us, how can we get you out here? And we made it happen. The weekend before, New Zealand, College of Chiropractic, we did an IFCO broadcast halfway around the world, New Zealand. So we did that last weekend. So you can see that. You probably feel like this too, when people from other, because you got an event right in the center of the country. When people from other countries come to your event, they're taking up their time and their travel schedule to come to your event, and it must make you feel, you know, great. And
yeah,
it's a good feeling. And when New Zealand from around the world said, we want you here, when Barcelona College of Chiropractic said, we want you here, those are some big things for me in my heart.
Yeah,
and so I thought that was awesome.
Absolutely. I agree. Well, mm-hmm. We're coming to the end of where we need to wrap up. I want to ask you one last short question, sure. Which is, what do you see on the horizon? Is there anything on the horizon for IFCO TV that you want to mention?
Oh, my goodness. So I'd say, what's next for IFCO TV? I'd say innovation. Keep innovating. I love looking at the new technologies that come out there. The new online technologies, to be specific. And here's what I try to do, and this might be a good tip for your viewers too. Whatever the new technology that comes along in the future, try to look at that website or that platform and say, why did the person invent it? Mm-hmm. And then how can my viewers or my clients benefit from it? So the goal is not to push out your flyer on all those social platforms. That's not why the person invented the social platform to begin with. So figure out why he invented the social platform and engage in that. Try to participate. So for Facebook, it would have been better if people just kept on creating conversations, and it would have always stayed that way. That's how come Snapchat is great, and there's a few other ones like Pinterest, and Periscope is another one. As soon as these platforms start getting marketers in there, you're going to see the same thing happen to them.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I would say the most newest technology that we're using today is a Facebook live stream. So this is something new that we're experimenting with, and it's going great. A lot of people are logging on, watching it. It's making it easier for the viewer. Instead of leaving their whatever site they're on and going to a completely new site, they can just click one button and they're watching the video. Right. They're watching the feed. Yeah, so that's a very, very good one.
And those technologies are going to keep innovating. And video through the internet is only going to advance. So, and it's good to have, I mean, you guys are the must-see TV. You're the CNN of chiropractic. So, thank you so much for doing what you do for the chiropractic and for the IFCO. If people want to become a member of the IFCO, where do they go?
Great. IFCOchiro.org is the main web to participate, see what's going on, become a member. And we're going to keep on revamping and updating and modernizing that tech, that website. Steve Tullius is the genius behind the website. If they want to watch IFCO TV and you're one of the early adopters who wants to watch it live, it's IFCO.tv. That's the easiest website to visit. If you want to watch recorded versions, just go to youtube.com/IFCO Cairo, just like the website address is. And you can watch all the replays, including some of the ones that we've done together as well. Danny, before we go, I just want to maybe spend one moment thanking the team at IFCO, because none of this would happen without a team. It's not just me. It's not just one person. I know you have a team that puts on Mile High event. So we have a team too, IFCO, the board members and everybody who participates. So I want to make sure I thank them. And specifically, I want to thank Liam Schubel. He's the current co-host, and he's like the what would you call the gasoline on the fire that started? You get on and it just so he keeps on pushing us forward, and he keeps on, I say, do you want to do this event? Yes, let's go there, book it. And we keep on doing more and more events, and he's the one, the plug who pushes it forward and makes it get to what it is today.
Yeah, and he is amazing. And you know, the bigger the vision,
absolutely, the bigger the life. Yeah.
Well, so, and thank you for your vision.
That I think that's one of the things that I'm the 2016 Sherman College Chiropractor of the Year. So tomorrow I'm going to be talking. Well, when you're watching this, it won't be tomorrow, but it'll be the Sherman Connect call, and I'm going to be talking about vision, and so a little bit about vision too.
As I said, if they enjoy this podcast and getting to know you, by the time this podcast is available on iTunes, then the Sherman Connect replay will be up. I'm sure.
Great.
So there you go, and they can get more Dr. Frank Hahn there. So thank you for joining us. Thank you for joining us for Dr. Frank Hahn, and we look forward to seeing you at the next IFCO TV segment. And we'll put more information on how to follow IFCO TV in the podcast notes. I also want to say on that, if you're listening to this podcast, okay, on iTunes, hit the subscribe button and also leave feedback for the podcast. We'd love to hear your feedback, and even tell us who you'd like to have speak at be on a future podcast. And remember to join us at Mile High 2017. www.milehighcairo.org is where you can get information at, and it's August 17th to 20th. I know IFCO TV will be there, and we want you to join us there too. So thank you, Dr. Frank Hahn, and thank you everybody for joining us. Stay tuned for the next podcast, and keep practicing and changing spines and lives. Like our page on Facebook, www.facebook.com/milehighcairo.